Welcome back to Inside the County Board, broadcast at 9 p.m. the first Sunday of every month on News Talk 1130 WISN.
And welcome back. I'm Harold Mester. This segment of our program, we talk about the county board considering a resolution to sentence juvenile offenders to Shakespeare. Now, this is modeled after a similar program in Massachusetts where youth offenders aged 13 to 17 are sentenced to Shakespeare classes, rehearsals, and performances in lieu of incarceration. Now, the Milwaukee County resolution, sponsored by Supervisor Jerry Broderick, calls for the county to work with the theater department at UWM to develop this pilot program as an additional option for juvenile court judges to consider. This would be an alternative to incarceration when sentencing youth offenders. Now, here in Milwaukee County, it costs taxpayers more than $100,000 per year to send just one juvenile to a state correctional facility. That's more than what it costs to send two kids to Harvard for a year. Now, Supervisor Pat Jersick agrees that the county can save some big bucks while helping young people turn their lives around.
The third branch of government, some of my legal colleagues indicate that they are supportive of this. And I know that they are going to put young people in this program that they know are appropriate. They have these young people who appear before them, and they know there's a spark there. And they're going to try to capture that young person with a program like this, instead of perhaps having that person lost to the streets. But for someone who had a double major as an undergrad in English and took two semesters of Shakespeare and an entire semester of Elizabethan drama, I know that Shakespeare's more than pentameters and couplets. There's a great universal theme among the Shakespearean plays where we understand people of power and that great Shakespearean flaw that we go to understand why someone with such talent, such greatness, has failed. I look at the Republican field for president, and I think we can all use themes from Shakespeare to start to understand why we have problems that repeat themselves throughout history and why Shakespeare still very much matters today. And I think those are great things that perhaps our young people could really benefit from. And I trust the judiciary to put the right people in this program. It's got, I think, some promise.
Now, Supervisor Joe Rice questioned the validity of the program. He released a statement saying that no data was presented during the committee hearing on this matter concerning the deterrent effect of the program. And he also said there wasn't a single example of wayward youth who became a productive citizen after reciting Shakespeare works. He went on to question whether the effort and tax dollars used for this might be better spent ensuring that young people can read and write modern English before sentencing them to rehearsing old English. Supervisor Jerry Broderick, the sponsor of the resolution, responding with his own personal story.
I was in my third semester of the senior year at Rufus King High School when I was demoted back into the 11th grade and fell under the influence of a teacher named Camilla Wolfram, who was determined that I was going to succeed at something. And she made determined efforts to see to it that I did. Among them was forcing me through all means available to her to read Hamlet, to read Macbeth, and then to read Hamlet. She took the time to nurture and to expose me to themes that were so profound that I began to understand my own anger in terms other than I was capable of doing otherwise as an adolescent. That perhaps kept me from going down a path, that experience, that might otherwise have been cost this society a good deal more than it has, and instead turned me toward becoming a contributing member of this society. So the reason I found this appealing was because of my own depth of personal experience. I know what this kind of program is capable of. It's why I ventured out into what I anticipated being onto a limb that would involve more sawing behind me. because I understand the impact this can have on an adolescent life.
In addition to Supervisor Broderick, the resolution is co-sponsored by Supervisors John Weishon, Jason Haas, and Ian Biddle. It could be voted on as early as December 15th. Stick around. We'll have some quick hits and preview next month's show when Inside the County Board continues. This is the December 2011 edition of Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN.